Another attempt at establishing public preschool in Idaho will likely be introduced in the state legislature this month. Idaho is only one of a handful of states that don't have public preschool. Many lawmakers object to it on philosophical grounds, despite strong evidence that it's good for student success. Supporters of the idea think lawmakers might be swayed by Idaho-specific evidence. And as Adam Cotterell reports, when the bill is introduced, supporters will have one set of Idaho data to point to.
Idaho City's Basin School District has offered optional preschool for 16 years. Basin officials have long believed it's been good for their students. Last year, they decided to try and prove it with data. They analyzed numbers for students in the district who attended the preschool and those who didn't. The data included things like scores on Idaho's standardized ISAT test. Basin Elementary principal Jamie Pilkerton says the numbers show the kids who start in preschool tend to do much better.
The most significant difference was the number of students that were scoring in the advanced category on the ISAT.
Pilkerton says more than half of kids who went to the preschool score advanced in reading, compared to fewer than 20% of non-preschoolers. Basin Superintendent John McFarlane says these positive results for preschoolers last throughout their academic career.
They're more likely to take our advanced courses at high school, which would include, for example, biotechnology, college prep English, and so forth. The students that started in preschool are graduating at higher rates and are attending college at higher rates.
But McFarlane adds the caution that they've only had 3 graduating classes so far with kids who went to their preschool. And the major weakness of these Idaho City results overall is the sample size. Basin is a small district. A typical senior class has fewer than 40 students. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.